Hey guys, Brad Nickum, Tasting Tequila with Brad. Here's another tequila review that I want to do. This is Don Abraham. This is a tequila that I actually found in Cabo San Lucas, brought it home, drank it, really enjoyed it, and forgot to do a review on it. So then I decided, hey, let's see if I can find it again. And I actually was able to find it right here in Indianapolis. So let's give it a little bit of a taste and see what we think. So this tequila is coming out of NAM 1480. Is deep well water. They're Valley Agaves. They're doing open stainless steel fermentation, cooking it in a brick oven and using a roller mill for extraction. And this one definitely has that like malolactic funky smell right off the bat. Not as deep cheesy like some of them have, but just a nice amount of funk, I think is the best way to say it. So it does have a nice funky smell to it. You get a little bit of agave in that. And I do get some kind of a vegetal, I want to say bell pepper, like I get a bell pepper smell in there. So that's very pleasant. On the taste, that malolactic goes away. I get a fairly good mouthfeel, coats the mouth well. I get a lot of cooked agave and a little bit more minerally or earthy than what I was expecting from the nose. It's got a nice little peppery finish that almost goes into a little bit of cinnamon. Not as much cinnamon as I like to taste in there, but it does have a little bit of that. It's got a nice rounded flavor. Tequila Matchmaker, the panel on this, is rating it, I think, in the higher 80s, like an 85. I'm probably a little bit lower than that, maybe an 82 or 83. Price-wise, it was like a $45 bottle here. So not a super expensive tequila, but also I wouldn't put it in that budget brand range. They are certified organic, of course. That's always a good thing to see, knowing that they're putting the work behind the growing of their agaves to be certified organic. This is one to pick up and try. I'm not going to say this is going to blow your mind. It is a single estate agave. So it's pretty good. It's like I said, it is probably, to me, it's your average good traditional Blanco. Nothing to knock your socks off. Nothing to say, man, you have to try this one compared to the others. But it's solid. It has a good nose. I like that funkiness to it. I always like tequilas that have that. And it does have a solid flavor. You can tell that these are good agaves that they're using, because you get a nice, really sweetness that's definitely not artificial. Nothing artificial in the sweetness of this. I'll probably revisit this one a few more times, but a solid brand. I'll put some info where to find it in their social media so you can check that out. And a pretty good brand. This is one that, like I said, I just picked it up here in Indianapolis at a Total Wine. So, you know, we don't always have the greatest amount of tequilas. So to find something different at a Total Wine is pretty exciting. So thanks for tuning in. Got some new ones coming out for you soon. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. If you're on Facebook or Instagram, jump over to the YouTube channel. I've got a lot of information on there as well. And hopefully you like the content. Please comment in the messages if there's a tequila that you'd like to see me review, or comment if you've had this tequila.